start off with a question straight away, Dan. Right. Welcome to this week's episode. It's the last episode of the series because we're two very tired men and we haven't got a lot of time and we're running out of fucking things to say. So what we've done, we've got you to ask us some questions. We've got about five, so we might make some of ourselves. I've got a question, Dan. I haven't even read it. It's just come on my phone. It's from my cousin, right? Kelly Little. I'm going to read it out. You're going to answer. I don't know what it says. Ready? Now. Would you rather lose the ability to read or the ability to speak?
Read.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
Hang on, what did you say?
I'd rather lose the ability to read.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I don't know, I thought you said the other one.
No.
No, I mean, that's...
I'd get someone else to read it for me.
I've
got kids. Yeah. They can read now. Well, one of them can read now, just about, so... Yeah, just get them to do it for me. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm going to read another one. There's like five here. I'm doing it.
Ironically, you wouldn't be able to read this one if you'd have chosen that, but yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't. Right. Would you rather go back to the age of five with everything you know now, or... What? Would you rather go back to the age of five with everything you now know, or know now everything your future self will learn?
I don't even know what that means.
I think I've lost the ability to read. I can't wait. What? Would you rather go back to the age of five with everything you know now, or now know everything your future self will learn?
Yeah. So basically, I'll explain it to you.
Mate, Kelly, I'd like to go back in fucking time and understand what the fuck you were thinking when you got this question out.
So what is
it? And now is in the way.
What's it saying? What it's saying is this: would you rather go back to, and be five but know everything that you know now,
or
would
really you rather a 5 year old?
Yes, or very, very
average.
Well, scared of life 5 year old, I'd imagine. Or would you rather be 37, 36, 37, but know everything that you're now going to learn up until the time you die?
I still don't understand.
Right.
Would you the second bit again.
Okay, so would you rather today know everything that you will ever know?
So I couldn't learn any more from now.
Yeah, that's it. Because everything you will know.
Yeah, that.
Or yeah,
I don't want to learn anything else. I'm full. That's enough. That question was hard enough. Fucking, I don't know.
I'll be honest. It's got to be that because I couldn't be a 5 year old and like be scared of the world. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
That'd be absolutely...
Yeah, you know about rapists and pedophiles and stuff like that, and you don't want to know that at 5 years old.
No.
Too scary.
No, I mean, probably an apt segue, but given what's going on in the world right now, I think we have a platform to have a voice, and men, don't be dicks. Like, what is going on?
I know. It's mad that you have to have this conversation and you have to say it out loud, but it's true, yeah.
It's so scary. Like, I've looked on social media and there's like you get these people going, it's not all men. And I just think,
just like the fucking, like the All Lives Matter gang. It's like, just shut up.
Yeah, I know. Somebody gave a great analogy. And if nobody's seen this, this might make you chuckle. But somebody said, imagine having a bag of Maltesers.
Yeah.
But one of the Maltesers was shit, covered in chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You every time you put your hand in that bag and put one to your mouth, you'd be wary of that Malteser, even though that one's probably fine.
Yeah.
You'd be a little bit wary, wouldn't you? And that was the analogy that I saw, and I thought, you know what, that hits the nail on the head.
That is brilliant.
Those idiots that don't get it. Now,
we're
fortunate. We have son. I mean, I have a daughter. It's quite scary to think of for her. But I have a son. You have about 25 sons spread across the UK. Or just Tewkesbury. But I think the important thing is, like, parents out there, you need to be educating your sons. It's not about
protecting your daughters. Yeah. You know,
do that. Probably need to.
Yeah.
But it's definitely about educating your son about...
As a parent of a son, you worry about their penis. As a parent of a daughter, you worry about every single penis in the world.
That is literally it.
It's fucking mad. I also saw another thing which hit home to me with the Not All Men gang brigade. And someone mentioned a story where someone said, yeah, but men get raped as well.
Yeah, by men.
By men.
Yeah, by men.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, and stop being a dick.
Yeah.
These are the same kind of people who really like statues as well. So.
I don't like them when they're in the
statues. Fuck off. you're gammon. But anyway, it's a sad thing. It's a really sad thing. And we are obviously very sorry that it has happened. And we shouldn't have to, but I apologise for men.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
But on a more positive note, John, the podcast. So as you said at the top, this is the last episode of season one. Who'd have thought we'd have made... I mean, I don't even know how many episodes I've edited now. How many is it? 17, 16?
I think this is like, 16, 17?
How the hell have we got this far without being like... taken off
it's been a good... Dan, what have you learned these last few episodes? What have you learned? What were you taking away from this, Dan?
I've got a lot of respect for people that edit the like podcasts and like stuff for a living because, oh my God... I mean, I'm teaching myself as I go, but it is time consuming and monotonous. And I don't like your voice at the best of times. Having to hear it over and over again.
I know.
But I've got a newfound respect for that. But actually, I suppose the big takeaway for me is, I think in life, you just need to go and do the things. I've always thought about doing a podcast for a long time and never, ever pulled the trigger until this. And it's been so much fun. Like, we just chat shit, as everybody listening knows. But it's definitely good. And if you've got an idea and you want to run with it, just do it. Because what's the worst that happens? Nobody will listen. Do you know what I mean? Remember when we sat at the beginning and thought, I wonder how many people are actually going to listen to this? And we were sat there like, we saw 10 click over. And, oh my God, 10 people.
10 people listening.
And then we had a week when there was like 400 people listening. Yeah. And it was just what the hell?
Carry that on. It's good. It's been nice, isn't it?
It's been good fun. What about you? What have you learned from it?
Potatoes?
every week, like behind the scenes podcast listeners, behind the scenes, every week John sends me a text now with the potatoes that he's having and like what different recipes he's trying.
I did them fondant ones last week.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Don't they take a lot of butter?
Don't they just?
Yeah. I had 6 potatoes, Dan, and I used a whole 250 grams of butter.
Mm. But were they good? But were they good?
No. I put them in my mouth. Oh, of course, because that's how you eat things. What are you doing with potatoes? I'm just going to shove them up my ass. They were lush. Love it.
Good.
My favourite potatoes, I think. I won't be doing it again because I nearly died. But yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah, they are good.
That's my new favourite potato, by the way. It's been bumped off. What was my number one before? Dauphinoise. Yeah. Yeah. Potatoes and geocaching. Fucking love that now.
Yeah, you've been going out?
That's good, isn't it? The kid's getting away, though. It's true, isn't it? We talked about it in wildlife. Kids getting away when we're geocaching because they're shit at it. I'm like, get out of the way. Give me the phone back.
But they want to have a look, don't they? I had my first proper geocaching fail this on Mother's Day on Sunday. So I'd mapped out a route where I thought we could take the dog and the kids. We went out to Sherdington and on the app, you can find like the group of however many that are all by the same person. So it's like a route you follow. 2 miles, thought, that's great. Got down this little country lane on Sherdington, parked the car up, started to walk to find the first one. And all of a sudden, this country lane went from country lane into what can only be described as like a bridle path. And it started to go up a hill that was very, very steep. And you couldn't get into the field that you needed to. We didn't even find a single one. We got about, I don't know, half an hour up this hill. The poor kids are trying to climb like fucking Mount Everest. the dog with arthritis in his feet is like looking at me, bastard, I normally stay at home. It was a bit of a fail. So it was our first one. But yeah, it's great fun.
You've been to Stroud?
I live...
Not Stroud, I'm not even on about Stroud. Winchcombe.
I have
one about Sydney Castle. You done that one?
No, not yet.
They're good. They are. Take some tweezers. One of them's very small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. And some nutter, right, came up to it. Now, I'm not being horrible about anyone. She wasn't a proper nutter. She wasn't like a proper mental. She came up to us, and Emma's obviously got a really good camera taking pictures, loves a bit of photography and all that stuff. And this woman went, do you want me to take a picture of all of you? And we didn't. Right, so you have to go. Me and Emma like shot a look at each other, and you have to go, yeah, that'd be nice. And fucking Wilson, right? He cannot be doing with anyone, right? If he don't pick up a vibe that he likes someone, he's just like, he turns off. He's like, hurry up. She's got the camera, she's holding it wrong. What am I doing? I'm thinking, you're getting all your bloody dirty hands all over my camera. You might have corona, right? but you've got to be polite. And she's like, oh, do you want me to take another? And I'm like, nah, it's fine. And then another person asked us about 10 minutes after, should I take a picture of all of you? I'm just like, fuck off. No, no. We know what each other looks like. Can I take a picture of you? And then if I see you again, I'm going to run away.
We went to a really nice one in, where was it now? I can't even think. Where was it? Haresfield Way? Where was it? I can't fucking remember. Oh, great story, Dan. Great story. Anyway, it was right next to the River Severn. So it's like a path around the River Severn. And it was amazing. I want to say it was Haresfield, possibly.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Around that way, but it's nice. But no, I've got some more that I want to go and do. So, yeah.
You get really excited when you find them.
Oh, yeah. It's really, yeah, I love it because the kids get in the way. They try and find them. And you're like, I'm like, Imogen, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, by the gate.
I've had a couple that have been really crafty. So one of them was just a rock. It was literally a fake rock. I'd looked for this one six or seven times on my run. I'd ran past this place, had a cheeky little look at my run, buggered off.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. Imogen picked up this huge rock and I'm like, put the rock down. And she turned over and went, oh, it's this, Daddy. what? No.
I know it's that.
And there was another one I found that was literally mimicked a nut, like a nut from a bolt.
Yeah.
And it was magnetic and it was stuck to the back of a sign.
That's good. That's effort. That's good.
And I looked over and I was like, nothing on the sign. Surely the sign's where they'll hide it. You know, you try and think in the mind of this person. And then I looked and there was a nut on the left and no nut on the right, a bit like Hitler. And I was like, hang on a minute, what's this? And I found it. So yeah, that was a pretty good one.
That's good. So we've got geocaching and potatoes and just having a laugh. So it's been good.
Yeah, it's been all right. But we had a competition, John, didn't we?
We did have a competition.
Thank you for all of your entries. All of them. We had loads. We had some people, you know, going through the plethora of social media handles that they utilize. Yeah.
But he is a Bon Jovi tribute act artist and I don't want him to win. So sorry, Russ. Thank you. You can buy a mug. Tell you what, Russ, you can have a mug. I'll give you a mug out of my own money if you give me and Dan tickets to your Bon Jovi tribute act. I'll just sit there all the way through it. I will join in. I will enjoy it. But
just don't play.
Maybe you can win me round in your big wig. Maybe you can even get me on stage.
We'll trade you a mug for a sleeveless denim jacket with John Bombadovi or whatever your band name is on the back. Absolutely. But now we have got two winners, surprise, two winners, not just one.
Man and a woman.
Ooh.
We are not sexist.
we are woke.
We're woke. Yeah.
So, John, do you want to do the honours? Shall I do a little drum roll? I've got a new microphone. Hopefully it'll pick it up.
The two winners of the West Country Waffle Mug are Helen Steele and Stu Burgess.
Yeah! Woo! Ooh, I mean, I'm doing all this so I don't have to edit the...
That's right. There are fireworks going off. He's just editing it in. It's like you've just won the end of Solitaire on Windows 98 and there's fireworks. How fun it is. So well done to you two. Well done. You'll get them when Dan can be bothered to design them. And after he's not editing all these podcasts we keep doing.
Yeah, and the clips.
One thing, like talking about Stu, he gave us a question.
Did he?
He gave us a question and hang on, where
is it a good question?
I think it's a good question. I sent it to you earlier. It is, if you could change one thing about Tewkesbury, what would it be?
Only one. Wow.
Only one was...
What would I change about Tewkesbury?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I wouldn't change anything about it. It's the best.
Yeah, but you love it, John. You are like... 110%.
I might get rid of the wheat pieces.
What, the whole estate?
Yeah. I want them fields back, man. I want the cornfields back.
Yeah, floodplains as well.
Nicked a tractor in there once when I was little. Proper nicked it, drove it, crashed it into the brook. My mum got told off. My mum told me off. I got called by the police.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm not. This is really ridiculous. I'm not sure I know what I would change about Tewkesbury.
But you can cast me back. I'll make the market bigger.
I'd bring the market back. Like old, yeah, I'd bring the old. That's a good one, John. Bring the old. I want, no, I'll tell you what I want. I just want to like go back in time. None of this, like, know what I know when I was a 5-year-old stuff, yeah. Kelly. Sorry. I know you're a teacher, aren't you, Kelly? Is that right? She's a teacher?
Yeah, something like that. One of them.
Yeah, so she's probably. She's not been doing any work for ages, you know.
Yeah.
I've got parents' evening, actually. I've got parents' evening for my little one, and I'm hoping that the teacher's going to zoom into the call and go, so, Dan, what have you, what's Imogen been learning this last couple of months? Because she's not, the teacher ain't going to be able to tell me, is she?
No, no.
But, yeah, I think I go back to, like, circa 1990 Tewkesbury. So, you know, you go under. There's no Raccoon Snooker Club, but what there is the old burger bar, whatever it's called.
Yeah, the chef.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the market when you get there is huge, and they've got the dodgy fish and tackle guy and all the shit clothes.
Yeah, can we just bring back the 90s to Tewkesbury? Yeah. Because I want clean rivers and deeper rivers.
Yeah.
That we
could jump in and not break our feet.
Or can we bring Scott back from Montauk? We can, if I could change one thing about Tewkesbury, it would be that Scott Mansfield from Montauk was the mayor. But I was in control of what he does. So I sort the rivers out and bring the market back. Easy. Next question.
that was a good one. That was a good one. I'm actually going on my phone. So there's loads of questions here that have flown through. I don't know who's asked most of these because I've literally just done a copy-paste job. So if you ask this question, thanks, but you're not getting any credit. Except for my old boss, Irene, the Reen Machine, who...
Irene, oh, lovely name. All right, Irene.
She's a follower of the podcast. I worked with her in Phones for You back in the day when I was... No, it wasn't that one. This is when I worked to the one in Tewkesbury, not when I ran the one in Stroud, but
the sex dungeon. No. Might not have made it into the podcast, Dan, because that might have been something we chatted about when it got windy that day.
Oh yeah, well, maybe. We'll
talk about that when we were together.
Yeah,
what's she saying?
So she asked loads of questions. Hardcore Bon Jovi fan. I think she's still got my Bon Jovi CD from years ago. Which Reen, if you still got it, I can't remember. Get it back. But I'm gonna tell you a little secret. She was my first general manager at Phones for You, and I had a massive crush on her. She's awesome.
Is one of the questions she asked about having a crush on someone?
No. I just said I had a crush on her. So, Reen, when you're listening to this, apologies, but hey, how you doing?
He's flirting on the podcast.
Living a dream.
So she's he's got his willy out.
We've talked about this. Men, don't do it. So she asked... she asked us to name an embarrassing drunken memory. Now, the problem with this, John, is firstly, you've probably got hundreds.
You don't drink.
And I don't really drink. However, I used to drink when we weren't old enough to drink.
Yeah.
And I have a real fond memory of you and I getting absolutely shit-faced.
In Montauk's.
In Montauk's on a Sunday night at karaoke.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what happened sort of in the nighttime. What I do remember is going to my bank account, you convincing me, because I had 70 quid in there for some reason. God knows.
I had a house of 70 quid. Fucking, I'd love that nowadays.
John convinced me to withdraw it all and buy, and I'm doing quotation marks here, champagne from Montauk's.
Oh, the fuck.
All of it on this.
The blue bottles. Oh, God.
Champagne that was definitely not champagne. Spent 70 quid, got absolutely rat-faced. John drank for free all night. And then I remember going home and being like, well, I can't walk home, John. My dad will kill me being pissed. So John's like, come and stay at mine. So I did. But I don't remember us ever going to sleep. But what I do remember is at 6 o'clock in the morning, for some reason, we were walking to past Link Road. And my dad drove past us on his way to work and like literally just hung his head out and be like, where the fuck have you two been? And we were still drunk from the night before. And we were about 15 and that sticks in my head. I mean, obviously there's a time when I got drunk and went through a car windscreen and smashed myself up. We were drunk at your birthday and, you know, all those things. But that definitely, that is a real... vivid.
That's one of the first ones, isn't it? Yeah.
Vivid drunken memory. I mean, I've got loads of you being drunk, like when you decided to fight some guy on Christmas Eve because he was looking at your now ex-wife. He wasn't. I was sober as a judge with you, John. He was just pissed looking at the floor. And then, yeah, he proceeded to kick 10 barrels of shit out of you, which made me kick 10 barrels out of me because I was trying to stop the fight. And I think I got punched first and kicked whilst covering you up. John barely took a battering in that. He just got away with a couple of bumps and scrapes. And I got absolutely
pelted. A cheeky dress instead, didn't I? Fun times.
What about you? Any other funny ones, John?
I remember, drunkenly, I went to Cheltenham with a group of my mates, and then we ended up going back to one of my ex-girlfriend's houses, a house I'd been to many, many times previously. And you go down the corridor, and on the right-hand side of the corridor is the toilet, and on the left is the cupboard under the stairs where they keep all the shoes. And I remember going for a piss. Turns out in the wrong cupboard. Because I'm pissing, right? And then she opens the door and says, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm clearly having a piss." And she's like, "You're pissing on all the shoes." And I've looked down, and there's about 40 pairs of shoes, from like kids' school shoes up to women's stilettos, boots, dad's work boots. And I'm pissing everywhere. And I was like, "Fuck." And I've panicked, and I've got kicked out of the house. And I was like, "Hang on, I need to get my shoes." Grabbed the wrong pair of shoes, ends up wearing a fucking size 14 shoes. Home. Don't know where my shoes went. Never seen them before. But actually, I do know where my shoes went. I ended up finding them on the telephone box outside Kurt's house.
What?
Yeah.
How did they get from? Because I'm pretty sure I know this person
on the Ashchurch Road. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got there. Maybe I picked them up and just wore another pair of shoes. I don't know what happened. That same night, I threw up. My mum came in to me and gave me a glass of orange squash so I would feel better. I was so thirsty, one of the worst hangovers I've ever had at a young age. Down this pint of squash, proceeded to throw it back up, like proper chunder, into the glass, and then went to drink it again.
So. Yeah, I remember this time. I remember this time. I mean, I've got some bad ones that are like non-Tewkesbury. I remember going to a friend's girlfriend's like family do in the Forest of Dean. And her dad decided to get me, like, was egging me on to snort the punch. So I did. You know me, I did. So I ended up...
Hell of a nose, that, isn't it, for snorting punch?
Oh, mate, I have a vague
memory. Bowl was empty. They're like, fuck, he's had the apple. He's had the apple and the food.
I have a vague memory of sitting on this little portable amp with a guitar, showing them all how I could play the guitar. I was so wrecked. I fell off the amp. Fell
your best performance on that guitar, Dan.
Probably was, yeah. Fell asleep in the front room and then proceeded to throw up all over their white rug. And the punch was obviously bright red. And then, so not only did I embarrass my mate at his girlfriend's family do by being a dick, I'd thrown up everywhere. And then I had to get the bus home from the Forest of Dean on the windiest of roads. And I sat on this bus with a black bin bag. Forest of Dean, isn't it? Well, yeah, of course. But yeah, black bin bag in between my head for the whole bus ride home. It was somewhat horrific. So yeah, that was a pretty bad one.
Yeah, drunken mistakes. Don't drink, kids. It's fucking just drink when you're an adult and then you'll be all right.
We've made a few. What else have we got? Talking of drunk, somebody's put, what's the worst food you've eaten whilst drunk or starving?
I'm not very good at eating, am I? No. I'm quite picky. Even when I'm drunk, I'm picky. Like, I've bought a lot of food and not ate it. I mean, I'm fucking good at that. Or I've woke up with a pizza stuck to my face. Or like, but I'm really good at like eating. Like, I'll go and buy like a pizza or something. I won't eat it. And then I get really excited in the morning that I've got food. I'm like, fucking well done, John. I'm starving now. Well done. So I'm pretty good at that. Sometimes I hold my keys as well when I'm drunk. So
I remember once.
Woke up in the shed once in my old house and I shit myself. I shit myself.
Is that the house in Northwood?
Yeah. I was like 28 years old and I woke up in the shed because I couldn't find my house keys. So I slept in the shed and shit myself. Do you know the best thing about this story, Dan? The fucking keys to my shed are on the same key ring as the fucking house keys. So I've clearly got the keys.
No,
so,
that is quite funny. I don't think I've ever shat myself. I was never really an eater
in general. What's the worst flavour you've ever tried? Have you ever tried your own cum?
Yeah, I've tasted that.
When you're little, you go...
When you're little? No.
Well, not little.
Oh, I want to go back now and forget all the things I've forgotten, Kelly. You're right. No, that's doesn't really taste of anything, does it, really?
My dad, I'll bring you some round.
What is the worst thing?
Have you ever accidentally had shit?
Say again?
Have you ever accidentally had poo or something?
No.
Oh, someone made me eat shit when I was little. Oh, fuck.
Your mum made you eat shit when
Someone made me eat shit. I was like Eunice Spry, you dickhead. Someone, like, when you're little and, like, roll it up and they're like, do you want a chocolate? And I'm like,
No, that never happened to me.
Yeah, it happened to me. That might have been Kelly, actually.
Fucking hell, no. Hannah says I'm really picky with food, but I don't think I am. I've got things I'm not particularly a fan of. Yeah, I won't eat shit, you know, which is most of the things you've written. No, I'm joking. I don't think there's anything really that I've eaten and gone, oh. I remember once in Greece having nut, like white perch fish.
Yeah. I know what perch is that.
That wasn't very nice.
All right.
But I wouldn't. Yeah. To be honest, there's nothing that can't be fixed with a bit of hot sauce. So,
no,
I'm all right. No, I'm all right on that one. Sorry. Sorry, whoever asked that question.
At least you just found out other shit yourself once, so it's not all.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Right, here's one.
Go on, then.
Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be itchy or only be able to use one ply toilet paper?
Oh, I'd have to take the itchy shirt because I, too much information coming now. Turn your ears off if you want, if you can. I don't know if turning ears off is a thing, but I need a lot of toilet paper. I need a lot of toilet paper. There is constant battles in this household with the amount of toilet paper that is being used. But sadly, when you have an ass that is somewhat hairy, and there are techniques you can use.
You back up with a cold.
Oh my God, the amount of toilet paper I get through after a shit is unbelievable. I don't ever remember having like one of those like golden shits where you just barely need to wipe.
Ghost. Do you ever sometimes poo so bad you think, fuck, I'm getting in the shower?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Honestly, I've got to the point now where sometimes what I do is when I sit down on the toilet, I kind of like pry one cheek up and balance it so it's a little bit, do you know what I mean? So you're open.
Crack your bum open a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, when you sit on the toilet seat.
Peeking out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you sit on the toilet and your bum cheeks sort of sit in the hole. Yeah. I kind of pry them up on the edge. Yeah. Because it saves on paper and paper's expensive. Fucking hell.
Get out of cheap.
I will take the itchy shirts for the rest of time. Really?
Yeah, I've got a nice little sphincter. It's fine.
You not got a hairy butthole?
Little bit, but not as fucking hairy as you, clearly.
Yeah, but this isn't fair because I can't grow any facial hair. And you are the girliest man I know. And you've got a good old beard on you.
No, but I've shaved it off now, but. Well, you had a good little tash a few weeks ago. Get that back.
Yeah, that took me about 6 years.
No matter.
That was from November 2017, John. Just, I'm still hanging on for dear life.
So I'm going itchy shirt, you're going toilet paper.
Yeah, match of it. Who's asking these questions?
Those people. That's Kelly again, actually.
All right, Kelly's coming out. So, I mean, you sent me one earlier. Why do cucumbers scare cats? Is this, who asked this
question? Have you seen the video?
No.
Fucking go on YouTube and wait, cats are fucking petrified of cucumbers. Put a cucumber behind a cat, it turns around, sees a cucumber, fucking goes up in the air. Watch it. You watching it now? Go.
I'm watching a video now. Cats scared of cucumbers.
If you also type in cucumber destroys pussy, something else.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, I'm watching it now. There's no sound. Oh my God!
Hey, how scared was it? Why has that happened? That's what we want to know. Don't watch anymore. Just tell me why that happened. What do you think it is? Because I don't know. We could Google it and find out.
I mean, I don't know. I know.
Maybe in that cucumber somewhere else. He's like, fucking hell. Get away.
So, oh no, not her again. Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't care because cats are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I fucking hate cats. Cucumbers. They're sly. They're bastards.
Yeah.
There's one cat here. This just goes to show how fucking loyal cats are, right? There's a cat that sits on the porch of next door. Nobody lives next door.
Mm.
But it just is like, do you know what? Fuck you, owner. I'm not going to come back home. I'm going to sit
here. Why did nobody live next door?
Because they moved out and now somebody else is doing the house up. It was they were renting it out.
Maybe the cat's got the house. Maybe the cat's doing the house stuff and we're just not giving them enough credit.
Fucking heck, come do my garden then.
Yeah.
Come do my garden. Right, should we have a look at some of more of these questions? Yeah. There's hundreds. People are asking some questions.
Someone wants to know who's got the biggest feet, you or me?
Me.
How big are your feet?
Much bigger than yours, John.
Yeah, about 30, yeah.
No, they're not that big, but you're like, if I remember rightly, you're like a UK 9.
Yeah, bang on, mate.
Yeah.
What are you, 10, 11?
11.
I've got a bigger dick though, haven't I?
So. Well, have you?
Oh, no, I've got the girth on you. All right.
There they are.
You might have the length, but I've got the girth. From what I remember, your dick's like a pencil, so.
I'm just checking, ladies and gentlemen. I just check in. Has Emma been telling you again?
Who's the best kisser?
That's got to be me. I won awards.
Do you remember? Fucking yes, you did. And I've been sitting on this for a few months. Do you remember chatting up a girl once? And when we were hanging out when we were young, you said, you told her, you said, I've got a certificate for being the best kisser. If you want, I'll go home and get it.
And did I say that?
Yeah.
Did I kiss her?
I think you did, yeah. Yeah.
Who was it?
Yeah. So well done.
Yeah. Who was it?
I've not got any awards. Maybe like best newcomer next year. Who knows?
Who did I play that line on? I must have been about 15 when I said that, I guess.
No, I think you're an adult.
Because an adult. Fucking hell. And she still kissed me.
I think so. On the mouth.
Was she fit? Oh, wow. There you go. What a life.
That's wrapped that one up.
So, guys, get your certificates made. Like,
the last one from this is from my wife, these three, by the way. Who's cooler?
Well, that's very subjective, John.
I don't think any of us are that cool.
No, I think...
I've never been that cool, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I think... yeah. I think we're both a bit guilty by association of dropping each other's cool points. I would say John was probably cooler when I'm not around, and I'm probably cooler when John's not around, but you put us together and we become just idiots.
Beige.
We are literally a beige living room, yeah.
There they come, the potato boys.
I'd imagine probably before I moved back to Tewkesbury as a kid, you were probably quite cool.
Yeah. I'm a lot cooler... when I'm pretending to be cool than when I'm just being me, because I'm fucking boring. I'm going to bed at 9.
Yeah.
I am like fucking drinking on my own sometimes. That's depressed. I'm not like fucking, oh, there's John. I bet he... People always think that about me as a dad as well. Oh, I bet you're a fucking great dad. I bet you're a great laugh. I'm not.
I'm the same.
I'm just shouting.
Yeah, I'm exactly. And isn't it funny though? Because it's your kids. You've got like the shortest fuse with them now.
Because your kids, fine.
Yeah, and that's it. I go to the park like before lockdowns. So I go to the park, and all the other mums and dads are like, "Oh, look, it's Dan. It's the cool dad." Yeah. Like, and it's like, no, I'm really not.
Yeah,
it's easy to do with your kids because I don't have to take them home. I can just, and if I did take them home, I'd be arrested.
Fucking talk about me at the school.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I don't know. I'd imagine. Yeah,
what do you have for tea tonight?
What do I have for tea?
15, 20, we're about half an hour in, actually. We haven't even talked about what do you have for tea?
I had Thai beef served in...
A bowl.
You serve it in a lettuce leaf, or well, it's a posh lettuce, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, with prawn crackers.
Nice. Yeah. I had shepherd's pie.
Oh, lovely. Potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. Mashed. The best.
No, not the best.
Had kidney beans in it as well.
Good man.
Before work today.
Did you?
Before work today, I'd had bacon and eggs, put a load of washing on, done the washing up, and made a shepherd's pie. All before 7:20. Do more with your lives, guys. I'm not cool.
No.
Yeah, maybe Dan is cooler than me then.
Well, no, I don't think I'm cool at all. Not at all. I mean, at university, I think I was pretty cool. I did all right then. But, yeah, I like running around the woods.
Not cool to be cool anymore anyway, is it?
No, not at all.
It's hip to be square.
Yeah, great tune. These questions are hilarious, mate. Some of these ones are coming out. Thank you, Emma, for those questions. We've now discussed our penises.
Yeah. Okay. And then about alcohol, we aren't. Sounds good.
So here we go. So I've got some more. Some more from Marine Machine.
Do it.
What scared you as a kid?
And your does nan. It still...
Yep. And does it still scare you?
Yeah.
this isn't a question, but I just want to read this out because this is pure bliss. There seems to be a common theme of historical paedophiles mentioned in your podcast. Can we expect this Easter egg in future episodes? She actually thinks that paedophiles are just like the Easter egg in every episode.
What, that we're hiding them away? We just like pull one out ever so often?
Yeah, just that basically there's like a...
We never mentioned Prince Philip in anything. So. No,
that's true. We haven't.
Is it Prince Philip or Prince Andrew?
Prince Andrew was the dodgy
one. Yeah, Philip's a racist, isn't he?
Philip's the one that's just out of
office. Bad year for that family, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Bad year for that woman who wears that massive golden fucking hat. Sorry. Ooh, bad year. Yeah.
But yeah, so the Easter egg's like a theme that's underlying that you don't really mention. So basically, all we've done is talk about paedophiles.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe we'll mention more if we know any more.
Yeah, we'll see. People, they come out all the time.
Yeah, if you're a paedophile, let us know.
Get in contact, we'll get you on.
Absolutely. What else have we got here then? Ready for this one?
What was
your guilty pleasure band, song, TV program, or celebrity that you had a crush on when you were a kid?
It was her, wasn't it? Your mate.
Reen. But that's not celebrity. Only in the phone for you. Era.
I've got this weird. I always wear Cliff Richard T-shirts on stage, right, when I'm gigging.
Yeah.
As a joke. But I've kind of started liking him a bit.
What, as a crush?
No, as an act. Like, Word for Sound and Devil Woman are fucking brilliant, brilliant songs.
Right.
Oh, like, congratulations. I am big on that. Or The Millennium Prayer or anything like that. I know he's had a few. He's probably a paedophile, actually, isn't he?
We're getting the theme in.
There we go. Look, we're back on. I quite like Cliff Richard, and it used to be a joke, but now it might be real. So,
I mean, you've not really answered the question, but thanks anyway.
I haven't had the question again.
So it's like, what was your like guilty pleasure? So is there any celebrity you had a crush on that wasn't deemed good looking, or was there like a band that you really liked but you didn't tell anybody?
Oh, like if you like.
So mine. Mine's pretty simple. Music, I had loads because I was a 13-year-old girl. Yeah. As a teenage boy, but I loved 911. Yeah. Loved 911. Wouldn't tell anybody. TLC, Eternal, En Vogue. I loved like women hip hop groups.
Okay, no, I didn't know. I'm calling you, and I.
Celebrity crushes. I mean, my first celebrity crush was Alicia Silverstone from Clueless, but she's fit. I'm trying to think if I had any guilty pleasure ones that
probably... I fancy David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Looked a bit like a woman.
He did a bit, yeah. Yeah, and his bulge was just floating about willy-nilly.
Yeah, that cod piece, giving it loads, like Cameo, wasn't he?
Yeah. It was pretty good. I tell you who mine was. Mine was what's the character's name in Ghostbusters that answers the phone?
Janine. Fucking 100%.
Is it Janine? Is that her name?
Yes.
Yes.
We got one. Yes. Yeah.
We got one. Yeah, she was She was definitely a guilty pleasure for me. I mean, this episode's great. We haven't even got to worry about things. We're just reading questions out and going fucking full ham. So go on, what else you got?
Do you have any reoccurring dreams? And do you know what they mean?
No, I have a very weird... I believe it's weird. Circus. I don't know. I don't remember any of my dreams, John. That's what I'm trying to say. I cannot tell you.
That means you sleep really well.
I don't. My watch has a thing that does all my sleep for me. And by
that's why you're so tired. brilliant day.
By 10 o'clock this morning, John, it told me that I was literally... So it shows you, like, your resources, so, like, how much, like, energy you've got, and it calculates it all from your sleep and whatever. By 10 o'clock this morning, I was on 20% left. That's it.
Oh, God.
Fucked. So I don't sleep well at all. I never get into sleep.
You used to sleep really well when we were little.
Mate, I love sleep. I go to bed late and get up late, but I would sleep well. Yeah. Whereas with kids, my kids are up at like 4:35 at the moment, every single day. So, but I can't remember a dream vividly that I've had in about probably since I went to university. So what's that, 16, 17? Really? Yeah, seriously, cannot remember a single dream. So if there's any dream experts out there, sleep experts out there, that might mean something. That might mean I'm broken. Yeah. I might have a brain aneurysm. I don't know, but I cannot remember any of my dreams. And it's weird because I swear I'm getting like dementia as I get older already, because I forget shit all the time. I literally go into a room and come back out of the room and I'm like, why did I go into that room? Like, Hannah will be like, can you just do X? I'm like, yep, and I'm potting around and then I'm like, what was I supposed to? Honestly, mate, I swear. And I'm getting that thing that old people get where I go through everybody in the family's name. Yeah. From age the eldest to youngest before I get to it. That's terrible. Well, yeah. What about you? Got any recurring dreams?
I used to have. Nowadays, right, I always, at least twice a week, right, dream about fishing.
Bloody hell.
And it's this spot on a river that I can't get to. And that always happens. So I keep dreaming about that. But before that, I used to dream about cats attacking me all the fucking time, and they'd attack me, and most specifically they'd come for my elbow, and it was really sensitive. Do you know, you bang your elbow, funny bone, because there's a lot of nerves in your elbow, and they'd always come for that, and they'd rip out my elbow, and they got to all the to the nerve endings, and they'd attack my arm, and I'd be running away from cats all my fucking dreams. This was when I was with my ex-wife, and we went to Witchwood Festival, and there was someone talking about dreams. And they said, and they asked me what my dream was, and I told them. And they said to me, and I was sat there with my ex-wife, you're worried that someone's holding you back and dictating your life and taking you away you don't want to go. And at that point, my ex-wife went, come on, we're going. And I was like, I think you're right. And so there you go. I haven't dreamt about him since, so...
I do remember you telling me about a dream of my nan saving you from, like, the Undertaker and the Ultimate Warrior.
Mate, I dreamt about your dad 2 days ago. I just told you all that. Things go in my... If I think about something, it goes in there, apart from the cat. Like, that's what I'm dreaming about, fishing and stuff. And like, I was seeing your dad recently, and I obviously seeing your nan that day. I dreamt about her being a tag team in the Undertaker or whatever it was. Yeah, I dream quite a lot.
Nah, none for me, mate. None for me.
I felt a bit sad for you there.
I mean, I think you have to sleep to dream. Maybe I'm just, not getting enough sleep, but that's just life, isn't it, mate? What else have we got? Come on, there's got to be some juicy, stupid ones in here. Let's have a look. Ooh. What's the first thing you'll do when restrictions are completely lifted? So this is a COVID question.
Yeah. If you're listening from the future, we've just been through a pandemic.
And if you're tuning in from any of the other countries that listen to us, which I have to say, John, there are, I was gonna say hundreds, that's not true, there are lots of different countries listening to us now. Pakistan, we've had listeners. Iceland, all of the place. So all of your governments have dealt with this pandemic really, really well, and you're all able to do the shit you were doing before.
Yeah.
We, however, in Blighty over here, are fucked.
Yeah.
Still, and we can't do anything. So if
you're had your vaccine yet?
No. All my family have had it. Like, Hannah's had it, Hannah's parents have had theirs. I'm the only one. Have you had yours? Oh, of course you have. You're diabetic.
I didn't know going in. I did it after. Did you have a lot of things.
Did you have the Oxford? Oxford or
no, the other one. Guys.
I thought the Oxford's the dodgy one.
You had no one knows, do they? Oh, you know what, Dan? I've done worse things. Can give a fuck. I'll have both. Whatever. Give me whatever. I'll take it.
At least you've got one.
Whatever. So what was the question again? Oh, I'm going to go on all day. I'm going to go to Spain with the kids.
Whereabouts?
I don't know. We were supposed to go last May. We didn't go. Got everyone's passports. That took ages because the kids can't keep their fucking heads still.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to Spain.
little trick with that one. We had that problem with passports. So for our kids' passports last year and whenever we did Imogen's, is we went to the little photo shop in town in Gloucester and got the guy to take a picture.
That's why, yeah.
So much easier.
I'm slagging off my kids, right? I did this time. I had to go to the photo place because I went to the post office and they were like, stand there and you stand in front of it. It's a renewal, so I don't have to order the paperwork, just a new photo. I couldn't keep my head straight. She's like, you're moving your head to the left. I was like, I'm not moving my head to the left. She's like, you're moving it. Straighten up. And I'm like, going the other way. I was in there an hour. An hour. Oh, yeah. And this woman went, there's a massive queue behind you, mate. We can't do it. You've got a weird head. I'm like, what is it? I've got one really heavy ear.
That's crazy.
Yes, you can do it.
Where were you going to go last year in Spain?
Costa del Sol, I think.
We had Menorca booked.
We were going to Menorca.
Were you?
We were.
Through what company?
Somewhere in town we were going through. I don't know, maybe Jet 2.
Yeah, we were going with Jet 2 to Menorca. Which means
you were going in May, were you?
Yes.
Oh, May, that'd have been mint.
We've been to the if it's the same accommodation, we've been there before. We took Imogen there and it's great. It's like, look, is it like a complex, not a complex, but like loads of little villary type things.
Yeah.
It's got a cool little swimming pool in the front, but it's a very small swimming pool, but quite cool.
Quite one. I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
About five of us. I think it cost about $2,500. It was supposed to be or something.
Yeah. And the kids go for free or whatever. Is that right? Yeah.
Barney boy loves a drink.
We've been there before. Menorca's lovely, and we're going to go back there to take Edwin this year.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the accommodation is called now, but it might be the same place. We could have recorded the podcast from there.
You could have stopped me getting my head kicked in and all.
Live from Menorca.
John Shipley's up in a shed.
It was country waffle. That would have been cool. Yeah, we've got a holiday booked in the UK in late May, beginning of June in Devon. So it'd be nice if we can go to that.
Yeah.
I'll get to see great grandpa, who is 92 this week. Yeah, vintage. But I don't, do you know what? Lockdown's taught me that I just don't like people. I really fucking don't like people. Yeah. I thought I did. Everybody that knows me goes, oh, Dan, you're such a people person. You love being the center of attention. You love being in a crowd. I really fucking don't. I think what this has taught me is I'm just very good at keeping that facade up.
Yeah. Like,
especially in my line of work and stuff, I need to be engaged with people. Nice. And
You're just going, oh, fuck, mate. Nice.
I just don't care. I just don't. So I've learned that about myself, which I suppose is quite a good thing. But I'm not keen. Like, I'm not bothered about the pubs opening. Keep the pubs shut as long as you need to stop people getting ill. Don't bother me none.
Yeah.
You know, drink at home if you want to drink at home.
I want to take the boys to a football match. Disappeared. Have I gone? I want to take the boys to a football match. That'd be good. Watch Cheltenham or something.
Yeah, but again, I've thought about that with Imogen, but
they're going to ruin it.
Well, it's just a language on the terrace for me.
I'm worried about that.
I'm not sure. I might take them to Forest Green because that's just up the road.
Oh, no. Yeah. Look at us, we're all vegan. Look at us. Oh, their manager's an arsehole as well.
Their manager?
Yeah.
Who's their manager?
I can't remember his name. Bold bloke, arsehole.
I don't know.
They eat meat.
All the players eat meat. Of course they do.
Punches in the face as well. But
for those that don't know, Forest Green Rovers is a football team in
based
in Stroud.
Well, the same thing. Owned by the man who was Eco. Tricity,
yeah, fully vegan stadium, vegan food, vegan everything. But they're in League Two. To be fair, they've had a bit of a meteoric rise, haven't they?
Them and Chapman are going to go up this year.
Isn't it crazy that Swindon almost went up last year?
Yeah.
And now they are like shit.
Yeah.
Madness.
Anyway, that's football. We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, we talked
special World Cup one before we meet up next.
Say that again.
World Cup World Cup Euros are coming up soon.
We could do a Euros episode.
Have we got any more questions? Was this the end?
I mean, I have, but
they share.
Well, somebody's put, if you, another one from Reem, but if you had, if Doctor Who let you have the TARDIS for a day, how would you use it?
I'd turn it into a public phone box, or whatever it's supposed to be. I'd let them have one last go at what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean...
TARDIS, is it a living thing? Does it feel?
What, a TARDIS? No, yeah. It's just a... I do know...
Can it, like, breathe and stuff? Isn't it like, oh, it's just, it's got energy. Everything's got energy.
I've never watched Doctor Who, mate, so I don't really know. But for me, do you know what? If it was me, I'd grab you, I'd put on our 90s clothes or 80s clothes, and I'd dial in that number, and I'd want to go back and get Genghis Khan and all the others and run amok around an American shopping mall and just pretend to be Bill and Ted for the day.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Do that.
Shall we?
Let's do it. Let's do that.
Let's do it. I love it. So that's that, guys. This is the roundup, season one episode, season one in the bank. So I will put some clips out. I will keep the social medias going as best as
we'll let you know when people die as well. We might make little snippet videos. If someone dies, I'll give my opinion on it. If someone gets outed as a paedophile, I'll give you my opinion on that.
Yeah, we're gonna keep working away. Probably have a couple of weeks off, I guess, John.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks off just to kind of figure out how we want season.
Yeah, ideas. We've got a lot of ideas. Other episodes we want to do. Tonight was a bit of a different one. It's a bit fun, a bit relaxed. We didn't want to come in with too much. We just want to talk to each other, and you've listened.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, basically talking, reminiscing about the stupid shit we got up to, which is basically every episode. But yeah, so we're gonna sort of go back and put season two's plans together. Anything you want to hear, let us know. We've got loads of really cool ideas that once lockdown's lifted and the world starts to regain a bit of consciousness again, that I think you guys will really like some sort of live episodes.
Yeah, when we get together.
Some skits.
Yeah.
It's loads of bits, really. So it should be quite fun. Some guests as well. There's some guests that we wanted to get on, wasn't there? We've still got shitloads of topics from season one that we haven't covered.
Still got to find Scott from Montel's.
So there's lots to be done. This is not the end of us. So apologies again for the last couple of weeks being a little bit out of sync. But you know, real life takes over, and that's the main thing. We need this break to really figure out how we can move it forward. Bearing in mind, we're both going to be working full time, both got kids, both got all the other stuff, got to edit, got to do all the bits and bobs.
And just... kids between us, got five kids between us, and three jobs.
Yeah, that's true. And about two hours sleep. So
yeah, exactly.
It's a tough one.
I'm running away from cats, and Dan's busy trying to dream.
It's never happening. Never happening. But guys, seriously, I want to say, to round up season one, thank you so much. When we put our heads together, must have been October, did we start this, John?
Yeah.
We genuinely thought no fucker would listen. And that was fine for us. We were just happy to catch up and chat shit. And I remember doing the first couple of episodes just on a mobile phone, and I was up in Edwin's bedroom while Hannah was working downstairs, speaking into the speaker, thinking, how the hell is this going to be a podcast? But, you know, X amount of episodes later, season one in the bag, we've had nearly 2,000 listens, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of hundred people following us, people watching and listening to the content. We've had our voices on the radio, John.
No.
It's like, it's crazy. So from the bottom of my heart, the world's been pretty shit for the last 12, 18 months for everybody. So I want to say cheers for that. Thanks for wasting your time with us, because, you know, if you're going to waste it, choose us. It's cool, man. It's cool. Bye!
Bye. Well done, everyone. Well done, Melvin. I've got the biggest wheelie. Bye.
You remind me of the babe. Babe with the power. What power? Power of voodoo.
You do.
They're what? Remind me of the babe.
What? A goblin babe. Well, I saw my baby crying hard as babes could cry. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew what kind of magic spell to use.
Sly man. Nails
on puppy dog nails
thunder or lightning.
baby said.
Dance, magic, dance.
Dance, magic, dance.
Jump, magic, jump. Jump, magic, jump.
Jump, magic, jump.
Slap that baby, make him pay.
In 9 hours and 23 minutes, you'll be mine.
I saw my baby trying hard as babe could try. What could I do? My baby's fun had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew. What kind of magic spell to use?
Slime and snails.
Happy birthday.
Under your light.
Then baby said,
hello.